questions this morning. Here's the first one. Why are there 18 holes on a golf course? Now, I'm quite sure that there's going to be a grown-up here who's got the answer to that, but it's an interesting question. Here's another one. How many aisles are there in the British Isles? Well, if you're good at geography, you probably know the answer already, but I must say I don't know what the answer to that one is. Here's the next one. Why are dusters yellow? It's a good question. Of course, you're probably going to say, but we've got a green duster, but some dusters are yellow. Now, here's a difficult question, really difficult one. You've got to think about this. Why is water wet? I don't know the answer to that. It sounds a good one. Here's the next one. Do ants sleep? Has anyone ever seen an ant fast asleep in bed? Now, here's one from a very bright 10-year-old indeed. How can I estimate the amount of memory in my brain? I haven't got a clue. And here's one from someone else. What is an easy way to make money? Well, I know the answer to that one. It's work. Now, here's one which I think may have come from a very old boy or girl or even a grown-up. Where will it all end? Where indeed? And another one, what is God like? Well, now I can answer that one because I know that God is like Jesus. That when you see Jesus in action in the stories in the Bible, you see what God is like. So we're thinking today about something that Jesus did when he fed 5,000 people. And at this point, I need some boys and girls up to the front, please. As many as possible would like to come up and just sit up here. Well done, up you come. Here we come. Make your way up. Well done. All you've got to do is sit here. All you've got to do is sit here. Okay, just sit down. Well done. Okay. Here we go. Everyone got a seat? That's right. Forward in front of me if possible. That's right. You can face towards all those ugly people. Here we go. Now then, we're going to see how many we've got here. Yes, don't kick the drum. We'll just see how many we've got here. So a quick count. Let's see how we go. We'll start over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Actually, I think there might be a few more than 50. But we'll suppose there are 50 people here sitting down on here. Now, that is the number of people who were in the groups that Jesus made the disciples put together. You see, there were 5,000 people there, and he said, get them into groups of 50. So if this is 50 people, oh, here's a hard question for those of you who are good at maths, how many groups must there have been to make 5,000 people? Oh, you know, yes. Not quite 2,500. Well tried. My goodness, yes. 100. 100. Well done, yes. I think that deserves a clap, doesn't it? Well done. So now you've got to imagine 100 groups of this size. You wouldn't get them in the church, would you? You would never get 100. You'd have one in that corner and one down behind the pillar and another one in the entrance, another one behind that pillar, one in that corner. That's only five. You've got to get 100 in. So it's a huge crowd of people. Now then, this story about the feeding of the 5,000 is all to do with maths. Now, when I was a small boy, we used to call it arithmetic, but I once went into a school assembly and said, "Who likes arithmetic?" And nobody put their hand up because they didn't know what arithmetic was. So we'll call it maths. So let's see what some of the numbers are in this. We start off, of course, we've got 5,000 people. We've got 5 loaves of bread. We've got 2 fish, 1, 2. We've got groups of 50, and we now know that there are 100 groups of 50. Now, actually, in the Bible, it says they were all men. So what about the boys and girls? And what about the ladies? I don't know where they were, but if there were more than 5,000 people there, it was a gigantic group of people. Okay. Now, everyone gets fed from the bread and the fish. Everyone gets enough to eat. And at the end, there are 12, here's another number, there are 12 basketfuls of bits left over. Bit of a waste, really, wasn't it? Now, what do we learn about Jesus from that story, and what, therefore, do we learn about God? Well, we learn that when God gives, he gives ever such a lot. Yes, you're going to tell me that, aren't you? He loves to give ever such a lot. I want you to look at my hand. Can you all see my hand? Now, there are 2 words that I want you to learn to do with a hand. Here's the first one. Open-handed. That means my hand is nice and open and I can give you something. Now, here's another word that you're going to learn. Watch. Tight-fisted. I can't give you anything because my hand is bunched up into a fist like that, tight-fisted. Now, Jesus shows that he is open-handed, he loves to give, and he's not tight-fisted. Now, some of the grown-ups here may remember there used to be a wonderful program on the radio called The Goons, The Goon Show. Anyone remember that? Oh, brilliant, good. Not everyone is necessarily as old as me, but you can remember it anyway. In the Goon Show, Niddy Seagoon, on one occasion, says this. Open your wallet, but it could have been a purse. Open your wallet and say after me, help yourself. It's rather a nice thing to say, isn't it? Open your wallet and say after me, help yourself. And it's as though God says, I'm opening my wallet, I'm open-handed, and I'm giving you all that you need, everything that you need. Every good gift around us will come from me, says God, because God is always generous. And in fact, he gives us more than we need, which is what that little story of the feeding of the 5,000 shows us. So, well done to the boys and girls here. We're going to say a prayer now. Do you know how to do prayer drill? Do you remember? Did anyone come to the holiday club? We once did prayer drill in the holiday club. I'll show you how you do it. It's dead easy. Here you go. You start off 1 like that. Then you go 2 like that. And then you go 3 like that, and I say a prayer, and then you go 4 like that. Okay? Ready? 1. Now, you've got to be quicker. Much quicker. Are you ready? Watch my mouth. When I... Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Dear God, thank you that Jesus shows us just how generous and good you are, giving us even more than we need. so that we can share good things with others. Thank you. Amen. Four. Well done. Let's give them a clap. Thank you very much. You can go back and sit down now. Well done.